Welcome to the audio conferencing center. Please enter a conference ID followed by pound. You are now joining the meeting.
Hi, Stephanie. Hello?
Hey, Rachel.
Hi, I can hear you now.
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm good, good. It's just me on the computer as well as the phone.
No problem. Yeah, that's what I figured. I think I remember you telling me you didn't have audio on the computer. Yeah, gotcha. Pretty sure you're jumping on. I hope you had a nice weekend.
Yeah, it goes by too fast, to be honest.
I know, I know, I know. Really just wanted to grab some time to see how things are going since opening the account.
Okay, it's been going good, except for like I do see a lot of those like minor like mistakes on the portal with the timings and everything. And
When
like
you say timing,
so
are you
like
talking about the statuses?
the status, the order statuses as well as the date and time. For instance, I see right now one of the orders for Emmanuel Forrest. It says he was scheduled for 3:13 at 4:15 a.m. Right? And then it also says past scheduled day. He did say that he showed up. I'm not sure because the time is also not right, so I don't know like if it's correct or like.
So, a couple things. So first and foremost, the drug screen. So when we look at LabCorp, so that is, I don't know why I would say 4:14 a.m. though, but especially when it comes to LabCorp or one of the clinic partners, sometimes there could be a delay since it is a manual process and we have to get confirmation from the site that the individual attended. I do know the team works to get same day confirmation, so we're not left wondering if it's a no-show, did they attend? But I'll look in the drug screen, and just as a reminder, when you guys are utilizing the LabCorp collection site, they have to use that registration ID for their collection. We also send a text message as well because that registration ID is how the lab ensures that the drug screen is under mobile health accounts. So what I'm going to do after this call is connect with operations to ensure, like, did they use that ID under mobile health?
Okay, so
So
they
that's
have to use
number
that ID.
one.
They can't just say their name.
Correct, correct. Most of the time they will send them back and say there's nothing in the system. I have also seen the sites do their own drug screen directly in their own account. But yeah, that registration ID, it's also on the confirmation. It tells the candidate that, hey, to expect a separate email. We also send a text message now. It says, here's your ID for the drug screen collection. So that's the process for that.
Okay, and in regards to the timing, like sometimes I started writing down the times for myself, but is it a problem like with IT? What's the
You know, I have to look. Let me just see when you made the appointment. Just give me a second to look at the confirmation. So the appointment was at 8:15. Yeah, I'll have to get clarity on why there's, unless your account is, I had to track Pacific time. That's the only thing I can think of. Because that wouldn't even make sense. Hold on, 8:15. Because you scheduled it for 8:15. And it says 4. Yeah, I'll have to get clarity on that. I'm not sure why the time is off.
Okay, and then I had another question. When I add a candidate and I also want to get in a confirmation email, I don't see where I can add the email.
So when you're setting up the appointment, the system only allows an email in the patient demographics, and that's usually the patient's email. If the individual doesn't have an email address, I do know some clients use their own email address, but the only way an email is triggered based on the email entered in the demographic section.
Okay, so there's no way for me to also get the confirmation email.
You won't get the email, but you still have access to the confirmation when you go to exam files.
Okay.
So you'll have access to that confirmation. Yeah, you just won't get it via email.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Okay, I think
Okay, I'll check in with that drug student to see if they went. I'll get clarity on that timing because I don't know why there's two different times. It could all be East Coast. So unless when you... it says 8:15 on the confirmation, so I'll get clarity on that. But, I just wanted to touch base to see how things are going. I will probably set up something once every couple months. We could always connect sooner if there's any issues, but things should hopefully run pretty smoothly.
Okay. Okay, great. Sounds good.
Okay. Awesome. All right, well, you have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.